This is Michael Bozy. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Very glad that you could be here. And this is crazy. This is the 50th episode of this podcast. And you know, these milestones can be a little artificial, but also it's pretty amazing, right? When you think that, all right, the average length of the average number of episodes that a podcast lasts is 7, believe it or not. Then really, my last episode, the one that I just did with Katie Tynan, that was episode number 49. That's 7 times the average, which is pretty good. So feel pretty good about that. But what I'd like to do today is I just thought, given this milestone, it'd be a great opportunity to talk about what it takes to get to 50 episodes, right? If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, I thought maybe I could help you sort of at least give you my process for how I got to where I am today with 50 episodes. Now, look, I can only give you my experience with this. I mean, I did a lot of research up front, you know, before launch to figure this out. And there's still some things that I wish I had done differently. But if, you know, most podcasts don't get past 7 episodes, you know, let's give you a better chance at that. So here's my experience with it. Take it for what it is. You know, it's the odds are against you when you start. But what I would say is, listen, there are a lot of great resources out there. And the number one resource that I would point you to is a podcast called The Showrunner, which is a podcast about podcasting. It's hosted by Jared Morris and Johnny Naster. That's where I got the stat, by the way, about the 7 episodes. These guys are fantastic. I would highly, highly recommend it. I mean, if you're really serious about learning how to do this, subscribe to The Showrunner immediately. Well, after you finish listening to this episode, that is. All right, so let's get into it a little bit. The first thing that I'll say about this is the launch is absolutely critical to success in podcasting. You got to get this right, and you got to be prepared before you actually do this. The last thing that you want to do is to set up and just start posting episodes. Before I even got started, I had about 15 episodes recorded and queued before I launched it, and I recommend the same to you and to all my clients. And why is that? Because it comes down to one thing. iTunes is everything. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I hate to admit that because I'm very much sort of a DIY, grassroots, power to the people type. But look, iTunes is a marketplace and it works if you do it right. So really, it all comes down to that first few weeks of the podcast where you get put in to a category called New and Noteworthy, and getting into that category and then writing that out is really critical to a good launch, right? So if you get into that category, which I was able to do, you only get 8 weeks, just 8 weeks of being featured in this category. So let's go back to my launch. I launched the podcast officially. It was on July 15th, 2015, so last summer. The podcast got approved by Apple very quickly. It may have even been the same day, as I recall, which was kind of crazy. I thought that would take a little bit longer, but it didn't. By about 2 weeks in or so, it got to number 106 in the New and Noteworthy category. Now, there are about 2,000 total entries in this category at any one time in the New and Noteworthy category. So getting into the top 100 is really, really key because only the top 100 tend to be displayed, you know, in the iTunes mobile app. So it's really, really important. From there, I hovered in the hundreds or so and sometimes in the 200s until I had a little breakthrough, which was kind of cool. I moved up to number 86 overall. On what was it, August 24th. So that was about 6 weeks in, and I was psyched. I broke the top 100. And that day in the business category, I actually moved up to number 32. So 6 weeks in, and I was doing pretty good riding this. And, you know, I stayed for about a week in both categories. And I think it was at the 7 week mark, what it was like 8/31/2015. I had my highest ranking, which was number 83 in the general category and number 28 in the business category. And that was just absolutely amazing because I could actually see the success sort of start to build upon itself. It was really good. But here's the bad news. You can't hang on to that for very long unless you get a lot of velocity. And this is why, you know, one of the things that I really wish I'd done a little bit more was just had this even prepped better or was able to promote it more or whatever, because I started to slip in the general rankings. But I was still doing pretty well in the business category. I sort of hung around there in the 50s and 60s for, you know, it was another few weeks or so. And even though the downloads were trending upwards, this is where my results sort of started to sag, right? Because iTunes was starting not to favor it in the new and noteworthy algorithms. And I could see the same thing happening, by the way, with others, other podcasts who had launched around the same time as me, because you can sort of see a cluster that gets favored early. And you can see why Apple would want to do that, right? They want to bring the new ones to light and see if they stick. And so they kind of feature them a little bit and give them a chance, but they don't give you much of a chance. This is why you got to have everything really clicking early on in the process. So let's see. It was September 13th, 2015. So we're about 8 or 9 weeks in at this point, and I fell off both lists entirely. So really, I got a little over 8 weeks of that new and noteworthy shine, and then it was over. So, okay, that was good. Not a bad launch. Like I said, I probably would have done a little bit better if I could have, but I'll tell you, this did, just writing this new and noteworthy, this did a lot for me in gathering new listeners. And now I still get about, 500 or 600 downloads a week. I mean, sometimes it's a little bit more than that. And it took about, let's see, it was about 40 weeks or so to reach the 10,000 downloads mark, which was kind of cool. So that early momentum was really key to that. I really believe that. To just gaining a bunch of listeners who hit subscribe. And I can tell when I release a new episode, roughly how many folks tune in right away and when they do. Apple's not so transparent about the data. It's not the best data, but using some back-end tools, you can sort of figure out or at least extrapolate where you think some of this stuff is. And now today, you know, I'm always about number 50 in search for content strategy. So if you type content strategy into the search bar, I'm usually around number 50, though, you know, just this week I was at number 23, which was kind of cool. And I'm always around number 200 or so, give or take, if you search for content marketing. I mean, that's a much broader category. And I was at about, just the other day, I was about 204. And that is kind of held steady. So it's like, okay, good. I've got a good audience that's fairly reliable now. And listen, that's all just in iTunes. But to be fair, that's easily about 90% of my downloads. I mean, the cool thing is once you set this up in iTunes, you can get it listed, get the podcast listed in a number of different directories, but they also, a lot of other podcast apps draw upon your iTunes feed, which is kind of cool. So another word on that, which is, you know, I'd recommend that you get into some other outlets and go as wide as you can. The ones that you have to submit, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Pod Directory, Player FM is another one. Beyond Pod is another one. You have to go and submit your feed, just so you don't have to write these down. I'll put these in the show notes. But you know, but then it's worth doing this because look, you can open yourself up to another audience. Like for instance, Player FM is only Android, and so those folks who are Android users, they're probably not going to be using the iTunes app. So you want to be there for those folks. Or Beyond Pod is another one where I had a couple listeners reach out and just say, hey, can you get your podcast on this? Because I don't want to listen to it on desktop. I'd like to do it, you know, when I'm commuting. So I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, it's fairly easy to do this process to get these, to get your feed listed. But most of them just draw upon your iTunes URI is what it's called. Things like Pocket Cast, Overcast, Castro, Downcast, Pod Wrangler and iCatcher. There's probably other ones that are drawing too, but those are the ones that I know that I've heard from. where it's just drawing from your feed. So you don't really have to do anything. It's just getting propelled to all these different outlets, which is kind of cool. And the other thing, you know, I like SoundCloud, but, you know, I started sort of posting stuff there, but it really wasn't taking there. First of all, it's a totally manual process, meaning you got to go actually upload the file, put in the data. It's not a feed. Which is kind of a bummer. And I do like SoundCloud a lot for my music, but for the podcast, I just found that to be too much trouble. And we'll see. I don't know that I'll give up on it, but that hasn't been a great thing for me. It could work for others, but whatever. Okay, but back to the content. That's always my go-to, as you know. So here's my recommendations for this. One, have a purpose, right? When I think of who my audience is, I tend to think of them as my prospective clients or whatever, because these are the people that I'm used to speaking to. And truly, you know, I hope that some folks will ultimately become clients in the future, right? But these folks are usually small business owners, authors, writers, anyone who's trying to connect using content. And, you know, I try to help them with everything from strategy to tactics. And of course, with a podcast, you can't be doing very particular things. I'll use it to answer common questions that come up because it's a great source of material. But really, the purpose of this podcast is to sort of inspire people on the, you know, why you should do content marketing. It's a little bit less about the how. I get into that a little bit, but for the most part, it's sort of a why. You know, give you an overview of the principles behind content strategy, and really just to get you thinking about your own business. And, you know, I started out with this with a very clear purpose, just that I wanted to help a lot of people learn these techniques and get better and be more effective at their marketing and not have it feel, and this is a big thing for me, not have the marketing feel sort of icky and self-promotional and all the things that you think ill of marketing, right? I wanted for people to be doing better marketing that was cleaner and more person-to-person and more about relationships and providing value and genuinely helping people. And, you know, I try to live what I teach, and these are the principles that I'm trying to teach with this podcast too. Now, the next thing that I would recommend is keep a regular schedule and be consistent. My aim is always to publish a new episode every single week, and I've been pretty good about that. I think I've missed 2, if not 3 weeks out of, what, I'm probably on week 44, something like that, and have only missed a few. You know, I really think that you know, having a measure of consistency to this helps build an audience because they come to expect that. I try to publish a new episode every Monday. I try to keep them really short, about 5 to 10 minutes each, right? I figure that I can stay focused on a really particular topic. And, you know, as I say all the time, I mean, who wants to hear me talking for 30 minutes? That works for some people, but to me, it's sort of like get in, get out. Focus on one thing. Hopefully, I've spurred you know, some sort of change in thinking, or inspired you to think of something different way, or to attack a problem a different way. And if I've delivered that to you, and got you to think about something in your business a different way, great. I consider that a success. Now, I did conduct some interviews over the course of these 50 episodes. I think I did 4 total. Usually my rubric there was where I felt like there was something that either I didn't know enough about, or just felt like someone with more specific expertise could answer better than I could, then I'd have somebody else on. That was really it, you know? So, and those, I would let those go a little bit more. I think almost all of those are around 30 minutes or so, just so that you can get into the issues or whatever. But for the most part, when I'm doing the monologue things, you know, I keep those to about 10 minutes. Next thing is just to, you know, keep at it and be really persistent. You know, you got to keep going, even through the ups and downs. You won't hear just me saying that. And look, there were weeks when I'd get very low numbers. I had 2 dead zones in particular over the past 45 or 44 weeks, but still kept pushing through. And look, this is really important no matter what you do, whether it's a podcast or a blog. There are going to be times where it is Cricketsville, and just keep going, right? I mean, unless there's something fundamentally wrong with the content, you should look at that. Fundamentally wrong with your strategy, you should look at that too. This stuff takes time to develop. Keep going and keep sort of pushing past that. Because if you give up at the first sign, or even the second sign, or even the 10th sign of where things are at a low point, I just think you're going to get those. It's part of the process. Keep going. And the next thing sort of related to that is just to be patient, right? Like, for instance, once you get past that new and noteworthy push, the growth is going to be slow now because Apple's not helping you out. Right now, it's all up to me to do that. Now it's up to me to sort of get the word out on Twitter is the best channel for me. LinkedIn's pretty good. But it's going to be slow after that. After that initial push where you're featured in New and Noteworthy, it's going to be slow. And it's going to take a while to grow it. And that's okay. That's, again, it's all part of the natural process. But it also really tells you got to take advantage of that in the first 8 weeks. And I guess I'll finish up just by saying, look, there were some things that I wish I did a little bit better. You know, I would have launched more aggressively. Yes, I had 15 episodes set. They were queued. They were ready. Released them in sort of a short burst, not once a week. But I think I had, you know, as I recall, I released, I could look back at my my stats on this, but I think I did one every other day for the first 5 episodes or so. I think it was like that. I know there was a cluster up front. I think I would have gone even harder with that and just maybe released, maybe had 20 or 25 ready and launched the first 10 immediately. Mostly because, and here's the reason, is that think about if you release one episode and somebody goes and listens to it and says, hey, that's really great. Really like that a lot. Now what do they do? There's nothing else to listen to. So I like having sort of a short stack there. So if they really enjoyed it, give them the next one right now. Like, why wait? And that was sort of, you know, I wish I had done that a little bit, you know, with a little bit more intent. I thought that would have been good. And the other thing that I would have done a little bit better, I think, is I would have pumped a little bit more awareness in, especially in weeks 3 through 8. I was getting favored in iTunes. The momentum was there. As I said, I got up to a pretty good ranking, which was awesome. So I had some momentum, but I feel like maybe, you know, I could have done a little bit better while I had that momentum to maybe do, you know, if I were doing it again, maybe I would have done like a Facebook boost or a Twitter card or something, some sort of, maybe I would have thrown in some paid advertising in social channels just to get some more people in on that. And, you know, because the more people that are there, the more it's going to get featured, the more, the higher it's going to be in the rankings, the more likely people are going to see it. I mean, all this stuff makes sense. And I probably would have done that. And the other thing is gone to my email list a little bit more. I think I did one for the launch, but I probably should have done a little bit more of that just to keep that juiced and really ride that iTunes New and Noteworthy a little bit more heavily. So that's about it. I mean, that's been my experience doing this. I've had a great time with it. I intend to just keep plowing ahead. One thing I'm kind of excited about in the coming weeks is I want to do sort of a deep dive into each of the social platforms to help you decide whether it's right for your business and then, you know, sort of how to get the most out of it. So that should be a fun series. But the kind of cool thing is going through this is now, you know, I've done this and have launched a podcast successfully. Like I said, there's stuff that I wish I had done better. But now, you know, anytime I'm helping a client with this, for instance, if they want to launch a podcast, I know how to do it. And there's no substitute for just getting in there and trying it. As I always say, I have a bias towards action. Get in there and do it. But I will just say, if you want to jump in, do a podcast, I would just say, plan up front, and the launch really matters. Doing a podcast is different from doing a blog. That first 8 weeks matters. So really get all your ducks in a row on this and be ready and do the launch right. It's just really, really, really important to it. And I think you've gathered that from going through all this. So All right, well, let me wrap it up here, because look, I said that, you know, I try to keep these things to 10 minutes. I've obviously gone way over that with this. I'll get back to my regularly scheduled programming. I just felt like, hey, there's a bunch of stuff I wanted to share with you if you want to do this. So look, if you want to do a podcast, get in there and do it. I just think it's a great medium. It's a lot of fun. It's a very intimate medium. What I mean by that is think about the way most people will be listening to you is in little earbuds that are literally inside their head. You are most likely listening to this, and I'm inside your head. If that's not intimate, I don't know what is. And I just find it to be a great medium for that, just for helping build trust and emphasize a point and sort of get excited about things and really put some sort of emotional something or other behind it. And I just think that's it's a great opportunity. So, all right. So, hey, look, I'm at 50 episodes because of you. Really appreciate you sticking with me, encouraging, asking questions, all of those things that just make this a lot of fun. So I'll just sign off and end this by saying thank you. Really appreciate you being here. I know I've probably said that over and over again, but it's why I do it. I know it's been helpful to some of you because you've told me, and even if you haven't, I still hope it's helpful, and I hope that you get something out of it, and I hope that you'll stick with me for the next 50 episodes, because I'm looking forward to keeping going on this. All right, signing off now. Thanks very much, guys, and we'll see you next week.